after the trio has run its course this time, there's a doom-like climax, and the movement darkens over and moves towards its sinister conclusion. The waltz music fades away like a specter on percussion alone, anticipating by 7 years Stravinsky's Soldier's Tale, where the devil also dances off at the end to percussion alone. Mahler has specified this scoring clearly. The final shadowy waltz rhythms are marked timpani, obviously involving two players, and later drum with cymbal. And the final isolated note is marked completely muffled drum sforzando. Mahler actually heard this last deathly sound at a funeral in New York and was so profoundly moved by it that he incorporated it here. Psychologically speaking, it marks the lowest point of the symphony, from which the finale begins a slow, painful ascent. The finale is in three parts: slow introduction, allegro, and much transformed restatement of the introduction. The introduction opens with the muffled drum stroke that had ended the scherzo. Then the purgatorio motives appear lugubriously in the bass, the progress of the music being continually halted by strokes on the muffled drum. Acting on Mahler's few hints of orchestration, I've scored this whole passage for brass and low woodwind. But out of the darkness rises an ethereal melody marked for flute over harmonies which can only be for lower strings. After this, the entry of the first violins is specified, piano pianissimo, for a new melody breathing hope, and the music swells gradually to a broad, ecstatic hymn of joy. But this is cut off brutally in midstream by the return of the muffled drum and the gloomy brass music. This sudden collapse gives rise to the desperate main allegro, which is rather in the mad, cynical mood of the rondo burlesque of the Ninth Symphony. Its darting main theme is made up of purgatorio motives.